Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Albert Breer on the show at 10:45 today. I'll ask him about the Dolphins' decision to sign Jay Cutler rather than Colin Kaepernick, which has created controversy around the country, and I don't think that it should. That is not to say that Kaepernick's not being blackballed. He obviously is in some capacity. He's hindered by his play and his resume over the last few seasons, although last year he was much better. But he's more hindered by his decision to put his knee down, which is probably not fair to the player, but a risk that he knew he was taking at the time. That doesn't mean that the Dolphins should have signed him over Jay Cutler, who's worked with their offensive coordinator and their head coach, who calls their plays. So we'll get into that with Breer a little bit later on this hour. Phone lines are open for you at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Josh Doctson left practice yesterday with an injury. This is an ominous and a disappointing chapter in the middle of a book being authored by Doctson, who is making an attempt to come back and prove that he was worthy of being a mid-first-round pick by the Washington Redskins last year. Now, remember, he didn't play in much of training camps, practices, or the preseason a year ago. We didn't see him until the very tail end of August. And then suddenly, shocking to everybody, and to everybody's surprise, he was on the field in week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He caught a 9-yard pass. Didn't catch a ball all preseason. It wasn't targeted in the offense in any of those three games that he played in, very minimally. But then in week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he made a 9-yard reception. The next week, he caught a 57-yard pass against Dallas from Kirk Cousins on a deep shot. And we never saw him again after that. He was on the roster for another few weeks before the Redskins eventually shut him down and placed him on injured reserve. Came into training camp with the Achilles behind him. That was the question all offseason. Every time he posted a Snapchat video or he wanted to prove how hard he was working or he would show via social media that he was healthy, he would tweet about being 100%, he'd do an interview with someone and talk about, you know, his redemption was coming. He said his Achilles was fine. And we needed to kind of see it to believe it. And over the last week and change, since training camp started on the 27th, 10 days ago, he has absolutely proven that his Achilles problems seem to be in the rearview mirror. But he's back in the trainer's table, in the trainer's tent, getting worked on with a hamstring yesterday. So here's where I want to go with this Doctson injury. Two choices for you. It's binary. You know how I like to play the game. It's one or zero. It's a yes or no. It's black or white. Are you concerned about Doctson? And the way I want you to answer is this a little deal you aren't or a big deal you are? That's the game we're playing. Little deal, big deal. 800-636-1067. This is not 1 year ago, folks. This is not 2016 where DeSean Jackson's your deep threat who's going to strike up the band and Pierre Garçon is your underneath option as a possession threat, running drag routes and crossing patterns, making catches and taking on contact. And you don't need anything out of Doctson. It's just a surplus and an additional bonus if you get something. That is not what this is. He is now pivotal. 1 year ago, you didn't have to have production from him because you had two 1,000-yard receivers on the depth chart ahead of him. They are both gone. Jackson is going to be scoring those long touchdowns in Tampa Bay. Garçon is going to be moving the sticks in San Francisco as their reliable underneath option. Terrell Pryor is your number one wide receiver coming out of training camp, and he's got one 1,000-yard season on his resume. But he's far from as proven a commodity as either of those two guys were. Kirk Cousins, we've talked to him a couple times this offseason, has said that it is pivotal that Doctson is a player for Washington, that he is a contributor and a factor, and that he matters. If he is not healthy and he is not able to make a difference for the Redskins, a really good wide receiving core that last week me and Danny and you guys on the phones kind of all universally decided had a chance to be as good as last year's and was above average in this league, suddenly gets pretty pedestrian very quickly. Because Pryor by himself in the starting lineup maybe gives you a jolt and a boost. He could be a decent player, but he's not enough. See, Crowder in the slot, exceptional. Love him in that role. But what happens when you have to start using Crowder in two receiver sets on the outside? Is he great because of his usage? Because he's operating the middle of the field as a diminutive, shifty guy who gets one-on-one matchups and break people down off the dribble with footwork at the snap? I think so. I mean, could he be good in two receiver sets? Yeah, he'd be fine. But you're watering him down. You're asking him to do something he's not specializing in that really he wasn't drafted to do. Jay Gruden, Scott McLuhan, they knew it when he was taken out of Duke in the mid-rounds. This is a guy we got to play on the inside. So who gets those reps for Josh Doctson? Is it Ryan Grant again? Who has more lives than a cat in this organization? Who slips and falls more often than any receiver I've ever seen in my life on outbreaking routes? Is that who suddenly is your number two wide receiver? Is it Brian Quick who you brought in here who's got size? Hoping he was just going to be a spare part, a depth piece? Would it be Maurice Harris? I like Maurice Harris's game. You guys remember him last year, went to Cal, made a couple of nice sliding catches along the sideline, bailing Kirk Cousins out in some tough spots. We've seen three seasons of Grant. He has played in 48 games, hadn't missed a game. He started eight times, half of a season. He's got 39 career catches, and he's made you scratch your head more than he's made you clap at this point. If you don't have Josh Doctson, your receiving core suddenly becomes an issue. And that's the big difference from a year ago. When he went down last year, play the tape, go back and find the audio, I guarantee you the prevailing thought in general was, it's okay. They drafted him for 2017 after Garcon and Jackson leave. As long as he's healthy by then and can replace those guys, the Redskins will be okay. We're here now. It's 2017 and they're gone. And it's time to get something out of him and he's hurt again. Little deal or big deal, that is the question. 800-636-1067, your thoughts on Doctson, Grant, and Danny. No Danny today on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.